save money on unemployment costs. So by now you know that several states, including New York, have announced increases of their unemployment taxable wage base effective in 2014. Now, this is important because New York had an April 30th deadline to submit their first quarter 2014 wage report. Unemployment taxes must be paid on the correct wage base to avoid any penalties. So any increase in the taxable wage base also means an increase in unemployment tax cost per employee. But you may know, as a nonprofit employer, you have an option to avoid these increases. So nonprofit organizations in New York are allowed to opt out of paying the state unemployment tax and simply reimburse the state dollar for dollar for any unemployment cost it experiences. And we know that reimbursement sounds good, but we also know that it carries with it the responsibility of managing your funds wisely, always keeping on top of pending unemployment claims, including managing and defending your nonprofit at hearings, and ultimately making payments to the state. And honestly, I've seen it myself as I visit organizations, and I have with Cecilia, who are contemplating this choice. Many times the fiscal staff and the board are not ready to take on all of that risk, even though it may save them some money. Sometimes they feel it's just not worth it. However, we did look for an alternative, and First Nonprofit Unemployment Savings Program does provide some safety for our NICON members. It can help you save money and manage your risk. And you're probably asking...